You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Black Men Podcast. That's right. You want to be heard in the black man's world? Simple, they're complicated. Just relax and observe. Breaking down of our families, restructuring communities. To wake up and see, only your losers are free. Your enemy is your memory. We at your door, black male delivery. Your enemy is your memory.
Cowboys whack. Ain't with this shit no more.
Welcome to the Black Male Podcast. TS is who I am.
Shadad is who I am. Love Matters the brand.
And today we got a guest. We ain't gonna call him a special guest because he's been a special guest one time before. Now he's just a regular guest.
Nah, he's special. Jay special as shit.
We got the homie Jay Cook here. How you doing?
I'm good, bro. Good. Another day, man. It's always a blessing, brother.
I know that's right, man. Well, welcome to the studio, man, to the Black Male Pod. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna have some fun, man. We got a lot of good dope topics, a lot of stuff to talk about. But first, you know, do some home thing. How you been doing, Doc?
I've been good. First, I want to say when my father passed, both of these brothers stepped up and did something basic to them that meant something to me. T.S. came to the wake. Jay actually called me on the phone. That should take a lot to take the time to just do that. So respect to my brothers.
All right.
That's where I'm at with it.
Cook, how you doing, man? How's everything on your end?
I'm good, man. I can't complain, man. You know, being a father, being a husband.
I know that's right. Yes.
Father and a husband, both of y'all showing up.
I know that's right.
That's all right.
Wife and kids upstairs.
I'm going to have me a wife.
I definitely understand that. Be a husband.
Beautiful.
And father part. My son playing flag football because I'm not ready for him to play football yet. Because he's a basketball guy. But I think he bit the bug yesterday.
I saw you bragging yesterday.
Bro, because dog, he scored. He scored a touchdown running, and he scored off as a receiver, and he scored a touchdown. He almost scored a touchdown as a quarterback. They ran out of time, and the kid went out of bounds.
Okay.
And the kid went out of bounds, and before they can get on the line of scrimmage, they ran out of time in a half.
Yeah, he's a little athlete, though.
The way they lost that game. At the last minute, the end of the game, they gave it. Their defense is a little suspect, even with pulling flags. They got a little kid on the other team. That little boy was running. It was literally my son and that boy. They were going. The crowd was going crazy. That was crazy for me for a flag football game.
They lost?
They lost. But let me tell you how they lost.
I thought they won.
No, they lost. Let me tell you how they lost, though. This little boy, at the end of the game, he got the ball. He juked one way. My son's sitting on the sideline. He asked the coach.
Yeah.
Put me in at the end of the game. He said, coach, let me play. Let me play on defense at the end. Let me play on defense. I can stop him. Nah, coach like, no, we need you on offense. I guess coach wasn't paying attention. That little white boy.
Yeah.
He juked to the left, went right, high stepping, gone. They thought they had him.
Right.
He spun. He did a spin move. All the parents stood up. He spin move and high stepped it all in. Walk off, home run. I said, all us standing up clapping, and one of the parents on the other side said, "Dude, your son said he could stop him. Why they didn't put him in?"
Oh, wow.
I was like, I don't know, bro, but that was amazing. You had to give love to both sides,
right?
For his little kids, and it was so fun because I'm normally coaching, so it was good to just sit on the sideline, be a parent for a change.
I think it's a great thing. You don't want him to play tackle football yet.
No, I'm not ready
for that. Protect his brain.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. 9 years old, man.
Right.
Right. I've watched Pee Wee football. I've watched Pop Warner. These kids be head trauma. Yeah. You know, it's big in Florida, South Carolina, Texas, and all this stuff. I'm cool on that, bro. I'm not doing that for my kid.
My neighbor's son, I think he stepped in at like 10 years old and started playing tackle. You can tell the difference.
See, I'm cool.
The problem I got with that is there's always one 10-year-old that's just as big as a 15-year-old.
Yes.
Oh, he's 12 now. He looks like he's 14 or 15.
See?
He's going to damage somebody's child.
See?
Because some of the 12-year-olds is like still little.
Yep.
Right. Football I can remember brutal, playing. Man. There was a weight limit when we were younger, so I'm not sure if they're still doing that. Like we.
I don't think they care much. I don't think they care anymore, bro. Okay. I don't think they care. Because
back in the days, I know I'm older than y'all. In my day, they'll make you play up.
Yep.
If you're that bigger than other children. Yeah.
I'm just not ready for it. You know what I mean? My oldest used to play football. He had a super growth spurt. Now he's 6'2". He's like, nah, Dad, I'm cool. I'm a hoop. you know what I mean? He hooping. Yeah. I'm like, cool with that. And then, you know, my youngest, he's going to be too tall to end up playing. So I'm tall. My wife tall. He's probably going to be the tallest out of all us.
So I've been pushing a lot of athletes to play baseball.
I've been pushing too.
I've been talking to parents like that's where we need to go.
It's so expensive.
It's expensive, but the back end of baseball.
And it's not a lot of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah. I totally agree.
It's funny how the dynamic changed because when I grew up in New York, Little League was major.
Yeah.
And the biggest mistake I ever made, I started playing basketball because that's what all my friends was doing.
Right.
Like,
right.
I played and I was nice. And I was like, I had no friends with me, though.
Right.
And we played all around New York City and we had coaches that looked like us. Mm-hmm. We had little leagues with just us.
Right.
I'm almost positive they don't have that anymore.
So it's a bunch of little leagues.
Not at that level. New York, it was major. Like, everywhere we went, it was black coaches. Everywhere.
I get that. But it's hard to compare New York to any other place.
I'm not comparing anybody. I'm just saying that's just my experience.
You know what I'm saying? Because y'all don't have to travel ball, you know what I'm saying, as much as out here with travel baseball. That's where the expenses come at. Because I looked into it. A bat and ball, glove, that don't cost a lot. Like, we can get aluminum bats, the gloves. That's nothing. Right. It's the travel ball.
Yeah, we didn't have that. We just went from in Queens itself.
See, that's what I'm saying.
We might have six different. Queens to Brooklyn.
Y'all could go to Tri-State. Y'all could just do the Tri-State in there.
But you still had enough people where every squad was good.
Right. Out here, bro, these kids will have to travel not only North Carolina, which is everything is spread out.
Yeah,
North Carolina.
They gotta go to Texas. You gotta go to Texas and play. You gotta go to Georgia.
South Carolina.
You gotta go to South Carolina. But dog, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot.
Yeah, my neighbors invest so much money in their son. See? I see it every weekend, bro.
That's the only reason why I haven't done it. Both of my boys know how to catch. They know how to hit the ball. They both know how to. I just haven't done it because I know that's going to be a $50,000, $60,000 push a year almost.
Well, a baseball player can make generational wealth and never make it to the major leagues.
Right. That's a fact.
Right.
Yep. They got people that are in the minor leagues for 15 years and are wealthy.
You could be drafted in high school.
No, but I'm saying you can never make it to the major leagues and still be rich.
My neighbor played for the Reds, brother. So like baseball was so huge for us. Yeah. Like nobody really thought about the other sports that they got like in high school.
Right? Yeah.
We played baseball all summer long.
Yeah, I had fun playing baseball when I was younger. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I played a little, man. I was mostly, I'm from Detroit, man. It was hoops. We was hooping all over the city.
That's the problem.
And football. Yeah. And we were playing football in the street. You know what I mean? Then I moved down south to South Carolina. We was playing on a rock road, tackle in the ditch.
That's the problem with baseball. Is like you need people.
Yep.
With basketball, you just gotta step on the court and play.
That's it. I didn't start playing baseball until I moved down to South Carolina, and it's a park in my small town. Jumpy Gathers was an ex football player, NFL player. He's from my small town. He still lives there, but he backed the park, so they always had baseball and stuff going on there. So I would go out there and I was just sitting around. He's like, "Hey, you want to play?" I was like, "I know how to play." So but this was a bunch of white kids, and I'm the only black kid,
right?
And where I'm from is KKK land, so I was always told kind of watch your step. But they let me play, and I would play, and I was doing outfield, and they was like, "You should play on the team, play for Andrews High." I'm a hooper. I'm dunking on cats. I ain't doing that.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't experience racism because of baseball.
I get it.
Because half of my team was white. You get what I'm saying?
Like, I never played baseball with white people.
Man, half of my team was white.
Really? Believe you.
Like they just weren't on the team. You know, sometimes you have space fillers. They were not space fillers.
Sports is... sports, a lot of times, bridges a gap of racism, man.
That's
you
true.
Know what I mean? Like, a lot of white guys that hoop
yeah.
grew up around us.
Right.
So they don't know nothing about they it. They look at other white guys like, what's wrong with you? That's my
right.
friend.
Right. Right.
I think that's dope, though. That's dope.
That's maybe a way to save America, bro.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that.
Sports
has always been the great uniter.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
If we use it the right way.
Yes.
If we use it the right way, it's a great uniter.
Yes. You think about hooping, most of these coaches are white guys.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So you come up with a white authoritative figure that actually is trying to help you better yourself.
Yep. The two high schools I went to, my first high school, white guy, second high school, black guy.
Yeah.
And I probably, as much as I love my Sega basketball coach, I learned more from the white guy.
He probably taught you life lessons.
I've never had a good black basketball coach in my life. I haven't. I just haven't. That's my experience. I just haven't.
Some of them don't teach fundamentals anymore.
No, right. But the white coaches I had, I mean, then I didn't appreciate them. But it's like, if they see something in you, like some of these guys, not saying black coaches aren't passionate.
No,
I just haven't experienced
it. Right, it's quite a few.
They were just so passionate. If you could hoop.
Yeah.
They was just on your ass like pause all the time.
Yeah.
Now when I went
like,
to
you couldn't have no bad practice.
Hang on
like,
my black coach, he wasn't that good. Well, he wasn't that good.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He got fired after a couple years.
Yeah. And you'd be happy to see the black coach, but a lot of times.
I don't want to put his name out there. Yeah. I don't want
to
do him dirty.
They
like
don't
that.
Need. He did it to
But everybody show. Know because it switched from the white guy to the black guy back in the early 2000s. So they know it was Hamilton.
Yeah. But I am happy to own. I am happy to see good coaches now that look like us. I'm happy to see that.
Oh yeah, it's quite a few of us now.
Yeah, I'm happy
but
to see
it's
that.
Our age, our demographic right. that's like super passionate. Who went
it's the new way.
Who went through what we just talked
right.
about?
Right.
When I coached my son, excuse me, for basketball, it was other parents on other teams that was like, and it was not just black parents. It was like white parents. I wish my son played for your team. Are you coaching next year?
Right.
And I had plans too, but I was like, I'm sitting out this year. Because I want to go up a grade, up an age.
Because
right. my son a coach play, I want to go up an age. But if he end up playing for his school, I'm just going to be a fan. I'm going to just be watching.
Yeah,
he's going to the fifth grade, so he'll be able to play at his school.
We did the AAU thing, me and my wife. Because, you know, she played ball at state. So it's just like, you fall in love with what you're doing.
Right, right.
You love these kids, but then you get burnt out.
Yeah, I get.
And it's the parents.
I was just about to say,
it's always the parents that will burn you out. Yeah.
I had to check a parent the first day. The first day, we barely even had a practice. I think I told you about it. I had to check this lady the first off rip. Very nice, polite email. Yeah. You know what I mean? But just letting her know she was good the rest of the year.
Right.
Great the rest of the year. You got to line them up immediately.
I had a father create a highlight tape of his daughter.
Wow.
Not every time she missed the defensive assignment or took bad shots.
Yeah.
It was every highlight.
Yeah.
And it was like, why is my child not playing? First of all, she's 2 years down.
See?
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
We kept her on the team. We could have put her on the B team and she just started.
See?
But we told you that from the jump, you know? So parents are rough, man. They're rough. They don't appreciate what you do. I guess they think because they're spending their money, but we're spending our time. You know what I mean?
Bro, and like, time is a lot,
coming
man.
Straight from work.
You know what I mean?
You ain't even eat no dinner yet. You ain't spending time with
your
family.
They're not seeing
no, of course not. Never not. Bro, it's right now in flag football and some parents aggravating this coach. I bigged him up yesterday and said, hey, bro, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job. And he said, he looked at me. Thank you, Mr. Jones. I'm like, nah, man. Like, and if you need anything, you need any help, you need me. I'm here. I said, outside of that, keep doing what you're doing, man. Well, like, and that's it.
You know, as a man, we need to hear that sometimes.
We do. We really do.
It's rough out here,
bro. It was so funny when he looked up at me. He looked up at me and was like, thank you, man.
Yeah, he probably wanted to hug you.
But let's jump into the topics, man. I know we went off kilter a little bit. I really was contemplating just not even doing this particular topic. I don't know if you saw the update because I put in parentheses what, but let's do it. Angel Reese has publicly stated the Sky needs to add some better players in the free agency. Now, here's the caveat. Can she lead a winning team as the number one offensive option? That's why I put the what at. Let's start with the initial topic. I hate that everyone is making this the topic when there's a ton of players that's done this. And then she didn't even shit on any teams. I mean, on her teammates. She just talked about the organization being better.
It doesn't matter. The media can take things and twist it.
Right.
She has to be at a level where she understands this and stops giving them ammunition.
I don't think, but I think what she did wasn't wrong.
I didn't say what she did is wrong.
Uh-huh.
I'm a person that went to prison and ain't do shit.
Okay, I hear you.
So it doesn't matter. It matters what you're perceived to have done.
Uh-huh.
When you're at that level, you can lose your whole career. Because me and you had to talk about LeBron before. Sometimes he need to shut up because he opens his mouth and says shit that gets twisted. She should get it by now. Shouldn't she get it by now? Every time she opens her mouth, whether she said it or really said it or really didn't say it, it's going to be twisted. Stop saying so much shit.
So this, as the leader of the team, she shouldn't say nothing.
Who says she's leader of the team? The team sucks. There's no leader. They ass. The coaches ass.
I honestly don't feel like she's the best player on that team.
Who's the best player on that team?
Cardoza's better than her.
I mean, that's debatable, but okay. It's first
if
time
you feed her the ball, she will score the same amount of points.
If you run a pick-and-roll offense, Angel Reese will be better. You can't have her handling the ball when she takes more than two dribbles. She's goofy. The team isn't coached properly.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Angel Reese is goofy.
Yes, I said that. I agree.
Yes.
But Cardoza is a post player. Angel Reese is more of a high post four because she can pass the ball. She can see the floor.
Yeah.
They got her playing like a highlighted number one option. That's why she looks so goofy. Yeah, if you look at all of the highlights, which are lowlights, she's trying to shake somebody. She's trying.
Right.
Goof patrol.
But when she doesn't anything, that team loses in a major way.
They lose anyway.
I get it. But they play better when she's there.
That's not saying a whole lot of nothing.
So, how would you mean?
The team is horrible.
I think she needs to be quiet, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. I think she should let her work show on the floor.
So we telling players to shut up and dribble now?
No.
That's what we're doing.
This is not a social complex.
Talking about social.
This doesn't have to do with
anything. It has nothing to do with this. It's just players.
This is just basketball.
Okay. All right.
This is something that you say later.
I get it.
To me,
I say 5 years down the line, you done made yourself solidify. I do agree.
You have
I think that's, I'm going to always play devil's
advocate. But that's an off-season comment to me. To go out there and say, we need new players. Yeah. It's mid-season.
She didn't say they need new players.
Yeah, might as well.
Right.
We suck. I need new niggas.
Let's think back to Kobe, right? You remember when Kobe was like, I'm going to leave if y'all don't put a team together? He had the right to. He had three rings.
There's a lot of people that forget that. Yeah, a lot of people forget Kobe said I was about to get up out of here.
Yeah.
But that was when Kobe was certified.
He's right.
Yeah,
you're the first person that I've heard who actually acknowledged that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people that forget Kobe said, hey, fam, if y'all don't get some niggas, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, y'all trade me. If y'all don't get rid of Shaq, I'm out of here. It's been some times Kobe quit.
Yo, Angel Reese might not even be top 20 in the league, son.
I don't think she is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just relax. I get it. You getting mad endorsements.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
But all this celebrity shit, man, it's basketball. Just hoop. Just hoop. You're going to have plenty of time to talk shit.
Who's the top three players in the W right now, though?
Nafisha Collier. I'm thinking.
Collier is top.
Collier, Asia Wilson.
Asia Wilson.
Number three is debatable.
I know what you're going to say. Go ahead and say it.
Who? Paige is going to be top three in
a
minute.
That's my favorite.
No, talk about okay. That was you waiting for me to say.
I thought you was going to say that.
What? Paige Buckets? Stop playing.
You know how I feel about
Paige. We would not be talking about Caitlin Clark if Paige would have got hurt.
Yep.
If Paige and Juju going to be on the same team next year, it's going to get ugly. I'm getting tickets.
If that happened,
I'm definitely getting tickets too.
I'm getting tickets.
I don't think they'll draft her.
Why not?
Because they got my girl from NC State.
So what?
She's going to be a beast.
What does that have to do with it?
You can't play three guards. They're playing three ball
dominant
guards.
Juju can play the three.
Juju definitely going to be a ball dominant guard.
Juju 6'2". She can play the three. This new basketball, bro. They gonna run niggas off the court.
Well, we just gotta pray she come back healthy, bro. Because you know it takes a while.
Hey, bro, Audie put it out in the universe. She's gonna be fine.
And she a girl. She not jumping.
I don't even have
she
that thought.
A jumper.
You don't have that thought.
No, she's okay. She is
yeah,
fine.
She'll be fine.
Okay,
she's 12 years old.
She is
bro.
DeMar DeRozan up and under. You she's already not know jumping and dunking on nobody.
They already healed different. She young as hell. The Achilles injury. If we got an Achilles in our time,
yeah.
We'll never walk two again. Yeah. We'll never walk. Dog, Kevin Durant came back. He's 7'2". He came back off Achilles. He ain't never jump over a darn paper bag.
And Kobe was never the same after him.
Nope.
So it's a,
he still scored what?
Yeah.
Almost 90 on the way out.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, Achilles is different now. I watched a video where they did the surgery, showed the Achilles surgery, and I was like, they done fucked that up, dog. I got two blown ACLs. I know one of them was fucked up. I know they didn't do that shit right. Like, you just know it.
Again, my wife had the same injury.
Achilles is different.
She'll tell you, it's never the same.
It's never, yeah, you're caught. Never you're never the same. Yeah, my Achilles hurt every day. It's never the same.
Yeah.
I know it'll never be the same. But the way they do surgery now, the technology makes things a lot better, a lot different. Yeah. How they reset everything. I got it.
I'm probably a bigger Paige fan than him, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I love Paige.
I mean, I don't know.
I love Paige.
Okay.
So if you think he's a groupie, I'm probably groupie times 10.
I mean, if somebody wants to call a groupie, I just love the way she plays the game of basketball.
I love.
And reason why I say her and Juju is going to work because Paige doesn't need the basketball to be effective.
When did
Juju is a bucket.
Yeah.
Paige will give you 10 assists and 12 points and be happy. See what I'm saying? They'll work.
Yeah.
And if it's your girl ain't going to get in the way.
When did y'all really start watching WNBA, though? Like, when was it, like, the fandom kicked up?
Him before me.
Yeah, I know.
He a cheat code, though.
Yeah.
That's because his wife.
Yeah.
That don't really count.
And he told me, like, 10 times that she played for State. Like, bro, I know you. Like, you're my guy. You ain't got to keep telling me.
With me, the best way to become a WNBA fan is go watch college
basketball. Yeah, yeah.
Like, you find these girls who are, like, super dope.
And watch the path.
Yeah, just watch them, and then you get hooked. Like, that's what I've been doing for at least the last 10 years.
Okay. Nah, I definitely can't say 10. Yeah. I say 3 at the most.
Yeah.
But what I did, like,
I was off and on.
The Asian girl from Connecticut.
Nice.
Foot.
When she came on the court and Paige saw her and gave it a little elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was dope.
Yeah,
cause she got cut at first,
right? Mm-hmm. Right,
and then they brought her back,
right?
And she
right.
Can,
and they letting her know, like, I'm glad you here.
But the W was funny because you know the girl Pow Pow in South Carolina, she hardly ever shot the ball, and she in the league cooking.
She a bucket,
but you bucket. Know,
that's usually
that's
usually
play with people.
That's usually the case coming from college to the pros. Even the NBA, you got players that you be like, this nigga ain't never shot a ball.
There's not that many people that good that humble themselves for a whole 2 seasons.
Yeah,
she played 2 seasons. Huh?
Pat Beverly used to score like 30 points a game.
Against who?
In college.
In college.
He never did that in pro, though. I'm talking about.
Because he had to play his position. He had to do his role.
He knew his role, bro.
I don't see him being a bucket pro, man.
He got how to shoot. Dennis Rodman had big points in college when he went to JUCO.
Yep.
JUCO not the same.
He realized what he did best.
JUCO not the same, though.
It's quite a few
players. He dominated
players,
JUCO.
I know it.
It's a kid in Spurs.
He dominated D2.
I can't think his name. The kid that plays for the Spurs right now. Who's a rookie? He didn't do shit in college. He was just regular role player in the league. He looking nice starting out. Like they realize, oh, we got to make him a fully invested into the system. So I mean, college is for system players. Once you get to the pros, you really be really if you that guy, you're gonna be what you are.
Bro, you look at Nia Rivers. She never averaged, I think, over 12 points at State, bro. And now she's that thing in college. I mean, in the pros.
Yeah,
she's
but she had intangibles.
Yeah, she's athletic.
Pow Pow was just a floor general that hardly shot the ball. She out here shooting threes off the dribble.
But look what you said. She was with South Carolina.
Yeah.
That's a system.
That's a system, bro.
You can't do none of that shit.
But she better than all the people she was deferring to.
It was a system.
I mean, I get it. But when you're talking about Rivers has intangibles, though. She's also playing great defense.
She's playing great defense.
That's my point.
Great defense.
When you play great defense as a pro, you have more leverage to shoot the ball.
Right.
That's true.
But let me say, while we're talking about WNBA, pay attention to Citron, bro, from Notre Dame.
She's the beast. Yeah.
She's the beast.
But she played with Olivia Miles and Hannah.
And she sat back and played her role.
And she still was a bucket.
But she played her role, bro. I went to that NC State Notre Dame game when they went back and forth.
Yeah, I know, because you was talking about state backcourt being better, and I disagreed.
Who got to win?
I mean, I feel you.
Who got to win?
That's what we're going to do?
It's a team game.
Should that be? It's a team game.
It's a team game, bro.
I'm with it. Let's move on next. We're going to still stay in sports. I think this would be a good hot button topic. Do athletes owe their community anything once they make it big?
Go ahead. You get that, Jay. You the guest.
I don't feel like they owe their community anything, but if you were raised right, you give back.
Give back can be so many different levels. Some people Some people don't appreciate the social give back. They think you should financially give back.
If you have the means, I would try to.
But people shouldn't be judging other people's means, though.
I definitely agree with you. But like I said, you don't have to.
Right.
But being raised the way we were, you would make the attempt.
What is the attempt? Do I put a basketball camp together and then let the kids come in and try out, work out and things for free, pass down knowledge? Or do I give money to a community center that maybe we don't know? Is it federally ran or is it community ran? Is it church ran? And are they really spending the money the right way? Because if I give a lump sum of money, are they going to do right by this money? Or should I just say, fuck it, I gave it and that's it? Or should I say, oh, I give, but I need to know what's being done with this? Do I still be? Because people don't like you. They want you to give, but they don't want you to be hands-on as you give.
So I've done some philanthropy.
I think we all have.
And I think it's best to start with community-based organizations that are definitely grounded in helping people, not just a pitcher. Or
We talking give money on thing, give Thanksgiving plates out, or who we talking?
I'm tired of turkeys.
I'm tired of that shit, bro.
No, I'm
not needing no brown, bro.
That's
damn,
the easy way out.
Damn them turkeys,
I'll take
bro.
That nigga shit, bro. I can't stand that turkey. Shit, bro.
It's the easy way out. I have a cousin down in Florida who actually has the same name as me. I've never met him in my life. His son has the same name as me.
Wow.
He was like, bro, I know you got a brand. I need this, this, and this for our little football team.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I thought, why not?
Right. Yes.
And I'm not rich by any means.
Right.
But there should be something inside of you that tugs at your heart.
Right.
When people need stuff. But you got to make sure you're aligned with the right person.
And that be the hard part. Because I feel like it'd be people that's saying you should give to the community. And they nowhere near the right people I should give to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I do think, all athletes, because I was going to make it a black thing, because all I know as a black man and being in the community, I think it's always great when you see players go back to the communities that they grew up in, ran around in, got in trouble in. The lady up the street gave you some water and some juice and told you, get your ass back home, because I'm going to tell your mama. You should go back to those communities and help. That's first and foremost. But I think visibility, just showing up, is just as great as monetary, you know, things too. Because when you go back and these kids can see a player of, like, say one of us made it. One of us was out there. We out there. We the biggest stars in what we do. And then we go back to the communities that we came from. That's so much easier when someone can reach out and touch you. Then I'm just, and just put my name on it. Like, I don't want to break, like what Shador did and for Cleveland. He not even from there.
Yeah.
He was the only one that helped that community that lost all them damn houses. Mm-hmm. The only one.
Right.
He did it. He didn't ask for no publicity. Somebody else called the fucking thing. He just did it real quick. Let's put this together. Mm-hmm. Let's help these people out. Let's give them something to look for. And let's give some money to see about hurry up and get this rebuilt.
Yeah.
Bro, think about how tangible when a player that's a good quarterback or a good basketball player, a good baseball player, or even, I hate these rappers, but some of these rappers, and they go back to these communities and they like, yo, yeah, I'm here and be tangible. Oh, shoot. Yo, we got these studio sessions. I'm going to bring you. Y'all come and record or, you know, see how the process is. Or I'm going to throw the ball with you. Because a lot of them kids' dads ain't around. He ain't throwing the ball.
I think a perfect example is what Devontae Graham is doing in Raleigh.
Yes.
He's touching the people.
Yes.
And being that I know his background and you know, how he grew up.
Yes.
You couldn't see it any other way. He was going to do it because what he went through. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So I think that's the way to do it.
I agree.
I don't think just cutting the check works.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Cutting a check never works. All it does is make you look good on the internet.
I mean, even if you look at Carmelo, what he does in Puerto Rico with the basketball courts and how he goes out there, that's going to affect those kids a lot more than him cutting a check for them to have a center that he never shows up to.
And people don't realize basketball in Puerto Rico is big.
Yeah.
It is super big. I played in a bunch of tournaments back in the day there. That shit is huge out there. So for him to do that, that was fire because they need it.
But I do see where people will be like, you know, I did this on my own. I ain't going to do it. But those are the ones that weren't raised by good people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of us will look at the inner cities we came from like, yo, there's nothing but shit going on here. And it was more stressful. Not, you know, my parents wasn't shit. You know what I mean? Everything. So why I don't have nothing but horrible memories here. Yeah. So why go back and do anything for these people?
I had some bad memories in my hometown, but I realized a lot of people love me too. Mm. And, you know, they like to see you succeed. So you should always go back.
I agree.
And be like, yeah, I'm still one of you all.
That's why I always never understood why people got mad at LeBron for not doing a lot for Cleveland. And he ain't from Cleveland.
He's from Akron.
But he does a ton for his community.
Yeah.
A lady I used to work with at the city of Raleigh, she's from Akron. She's like, I remember LeBron as a kid, all his friends riding his bikes, running around through the city. When he got big, the first thing he did was try to replenish everything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. That's like, it's good to hear.
And I'm not even a big Bron fan, but I love what he does in the community. And how he carries himself. Because sometimes giving back is how you carry yourself.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree. I definitely agree. We're going to move out of sports. Let's get a little music talk. A little music talk here. do the 90s producer, did the 90s produce the best generation of timeless R&B love songs? You wrote that shit. So what's your thought?
You and I talked about it, Lucy, before. It's like there's no ballads anymore. And there's no love song duets.
Right.
None of
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So if you have a love song playlist.
I want to.
From like the 90s and before.
I want to retract that a little bit. It is, but because the artists aren't big named, we miss it. Alex Dine.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but if I say there are none, it doesn't mean that there isn't two or three.
Right.
If there's only two or three people, that's none.
But it was always only two or three people that did it, really.
Nah, back in the 90s, ballads was on the radio. Yeah,
ballads, you're right, but we talk about duets.
I'm putting it all encompassing. When you got ballads that are popular, you're going to have love song duets.
Don't use my term.
Hold up, you don't own the dictionary anymore, brother. Slow it down. Relax. Yeah, you said it, and I jumped on the train. Yeah. It works. Then I ain't got to say it four times.
You right.
All encompassing, all that shit together.
You right.
The ballads, the duets.
You right.
I mean, it ain't like people can't sing no more. Like people my age will say, oh, people can't sing no more. And that's the dumbest thing in the world. Right. You think people just all of a sudden can't sing.
Right.
What you thinking, man? You a music guy? You know some music?
There are no groups.
That's
we said that. We said
there
that.
There are no time. Groups.
There
That's
no
what's
groups.
Killing us.
I love
right
groups.
Now.
I love them.
They're killing us.
The three,
right now,
the three people
no
groups. Girl groups.
Because nobody don't want to dance no more. You thinking back in the day, groups, they got, you got some choreo. They got busy. These things don't want to dance.
Well, that's why not to cut you up, that's why the legacy artists now are getting paid to tour.
Right.
Right. Because
the entertainment value.
That feeling.
Yeah, the entertainment value. But yeah, go ahead.
I think the closest person I've seen to like great R&B again is like Leon Thomas.
Will you mic up a little bit, please?
Leon Thomas.
Yes.
Leon Thomas is dope.
Yeah,
Thomas is dope.
Exactly
he has a duet on his album.
Really?
Because most men don't do that anymore.
Yeah. No, he does.
You know, I understand Chris Brown is dope, but Leon brought something refreshing back to R&B.
Yeah.
But you know,
and it's because it's artistry. He's playing the instruments.
Right.
He's doing a bunch of different things. That's fire. I like Masego. Masego's
dope.
Crazy.
What's Elimine? The guy?
Yeah, I saw him
at the Roots Festival.
Yep. Crazy.
Dope artist.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Dope artist.
Of course, we talked about Lucky Day the last time.
Yeah.
You're right, though. I'm not the biggest fan of October London.
He don't like October London. I don't know what's wrong with this guy.
I don't like him. I want to hear him.
All right, so.
You're talking about one project, though.
No, I thought about this.
There's more than one
The other day when I was riding, because I was listening to, what is it, Mulholland Drive or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's doing the same thing Jamie Foxx did. And nobody called Jamie out. Jamie does not have an original sound, brother.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He mimics everybody.
Well, he's a comedian. He
I don't know, bro,
because
that one album Jamie got, man, that shit was mixed with
a lot of people. It was dope.
Yeah,
don't get it wrong. It was dope, but nah.
I'm gonna go back and listen. I'm gonna go back and listen.
Does that take the validity away from Jamie Foxx catalog?
Yeah. Yes,
not
it does.
To me.
Nah, it don't make him not dope. But I saw somebody put Jamie Foxx. They put One Gotta Go, Jamie Foxx, Trey Songz, Usher, and Chris Brown.
That's easy.
Right. Who?
Jamie.
That's the only thing I said.
Really?
Yeah. You gonna say Trey Songz?
Yeah, I can do that Trey Songz.
I love Trey.
Me too. I love Trey Songz.
I love Trey.
His music is fire.
That's what we doing?
I'm with him, dog.
Let me understand this, though. This is what we doing.
I'm with him, dog.
It seems to be a common thing whenever there's a guest. Everybody wants to jump on Trey.
Nah, it's not like that.
Y'all looked at each other and was like, yeah, Trey Songz.
Trey's fire, bro.
You hate him because y'all have the same name.
Okay, I'll take that.
Right. Dog, I'll say this, but if you look at catalog wise, Jamie Foxx just doesn't have enough music.
No, he doesn't have enough.
If you just look at that at all, he doesn't have enough. So if I had a chance to see
both of them live, I would see Jamie live before I see Trey Songz.
I would too.
Okay, that's where I'm coming from.
I've seen them both live. And the only thing that sets Jamie Foxx apart is he'll break out a piano. Yeah, that's the only thing.
Outside of that, the show wasn't better. Once he pulled out Once he pulled out the John Legend on you.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's entertainment value.
Not a lot, bro.
Oh, you wild as hell.
Not a lot.
And I think that people do look at Trey funny because some of this stuff he has attached to his name too.
Quite a bit.
Man, all
he's
them
a great
niggas
artist, but he has quite a bit of
all them niggas got something attached. We gonna hold Chris Brown to beating bitches?
When did that happen?
You say when did that happen?
Huh?
When did that happen? Rihanna beat his ass.
I know that, but it was another girl too.
I don't know about that.
I feel sorry for Chris.
Nah, I ain't
because nobody
about that.
Ever has forgiven him, man.
And I think it's trash that they haven't.
Rihanna did.
I think it's trash.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters, I guess. That's all that mattered, I guess. Cause she knew she an island girl. She from the islands, man.
Man, they say
people
Rihanna
don't realize
crazy,
she was punching the shit out that nigga.
Man, she's not a small person.
No,
DJ Vlad even said it. He met Rihanna. He was shocked. He said she's not a small person.
ASAP Rocky stays on the straight and narrow for a reason.
I mean, she gonna go crazy.
She might,
but keep knocking her ass up. So
he might be in love and happy.
You probably would too if your girl was a big there. You probably just have babies.
Knock her ass up, clean up. Just give it to her.
I ain't gonna keep having baby.
Nah, me neither, man, because I still want to do some shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That nigga's a nanny.
Nah, you the house husband.
Yeah.
He's not no broke nigga, but he ain't a billionaire.
Nah, compared to her, nigga, he is.
But he's doing movies and stuff now. Yeah. I think he's got new ones.
But he was always in fashion shit. Yeah. He was known as the fashion guy in a lot of the houses, designing gear, this and stuff like that. He was always known
that's
for
him
that.
And, Spike,
and when his
Spike
music do yeah. well, his music when he dropped music, it does well.
At this point,
he's not the house husband.
He's the house wife based on the way he dresses.
You know, we
that's
try.
A jab.
I mean, you're right.
I'm telling you the truth.
You're right.
Ooh.
You're right. All them young niggas be wearing blouses and shit. Man, it'd be wild. It'd be a lot over. We're gonna get back to the topic.
Okay.
We don't want to alienate a subgenre.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry.
They gotta relax with the dresses, man.
They do. Now, that's some new shit they doing in Atlanta now. And then I put in it. I said it's Atlanta. This is what you
skirts.
Get. Yeah.
Skirts.
I kind of showed it on Instagram. I kind of ignored it. I was gonna send it to some people.
Sent it to me.
I hit a couple of my homies that's in Atlanta. I said, y'all niggas wearing skirts now. Yeah. It's like, man, if you don't get off my page with this shit,
yo, Shane,
get off my account with this shit, bro.
I hope big niggas don't start doing that shit.
You said
they doing everything
news?
Else.
They probably already doing. I just
big
don't know.
News?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're doing it in Atlanta.
Really?
Yes. It's Atlanta, bro. You've been to Atlanta.
Yo, son, I was traumatized.
Yes. Atlanta is weird. Atlanta is an alternate
dimension. Seeing a 6'4 nigga with a Carolina blue outfit on, with a matching Carolina blue purse, just walking like it's regular.
You lucky son, you I have was his done. Butt cheeks cut out, man. Son, it's Atlanta.
Yo,
Atlanta,
that was enough for me.
Atlanta is wild.
Like, I'm sitting here like, I'm the only one looking at it like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. And then I walk in the bowling alley. Everybody in the bowling alley is the same way. It must have been the, what's the safe word? Ain't no safe word. It was a bowling alley for them.
Yeah, for them.
I walked in there, I was like, yo.
Can R&B survive without being fused with trap or hip-hop production? Who's it going to change the topic, bro?
In today's climate, I don't know. But go ahead, Jay.
I think if you like R&B, you have to go find R&B. XM Radio helps me out a lot. I find those, what's the Robertson guy? Robertson guy?
Yeah, Eric Robertson. I love him.
He's old as us.
Yeah, I know he is.
He's been doing this for a long time.
I know. I heard somebody say the other day.
He got a studio downtown Raleigh.
Yeah. He be right on. Somebody say the other day that, like, if you look at it, that new song he has,
I think I know what you're talking about.
They're like, you've been doing this so long, but this is the one.
Okay, I didn't hear the new song. Jock.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Lessons.
Yeah. Lessons.
Oh, Lessons ain't new, though.
Lessons ain't new, but Lessons is still rolling right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it might have had a resurgence.
The original version and the Anthony Hamilton version.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he got one with Anthony Hamilton?
Yep. Yeah, he got a remix.
They remixed it.
So it's really rolling right now. So you have to go to those outlets to find the music.
I've seen him live at Motocom, downtown Durham.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So crazy show.
His studio is downtown Raleigh. Yeah, he be out here a lot.
Yeah.
He be out here a whole lot.
He
be out here a whole lot.
But I don't think R&B is dying. I think that.
Can it have a resurgence like hip hop has had with the legacy artists, though? I'll be wondering that.
If we bring love back, they can.
But see, what are you talking about resurgence? We in the stream era, so it's not that it's gone. Are we talking about resurgence when it comes to hearing it on the radio? Which one of us outside of XM radio really listen to the radio?
I don't.
I'm not talking about the radio. I'm just talking
about. But that's
about
only a resurgence.
That's your definition of resurgence. I'm talking about as far as releasing new product. A lot of legacy artists in R&B, they're not releasing new products.
Tyrese just dropped the album. Torrent.
Nobody cares about this guy.
He's a legacy artist.
That's one person. You said nobody care about Tyrese?
No.
I like Tyrese.
He only got one reason why. And we'll talk about that offline.
You said only one reason.
Only one reason why.
I fight for mine.
It's only one reason why.
But that's one person. When you talk about
He's not the only one.
Name somebody else R&B.
Mariah Carey just dropped the project.
And Mariah Carey got 2 5.
You said just. So that means it just happened.
No, it happened about a month ago.
Yeah.
That's a month ago. When we talk about legacy hip hop artists, it's been people doing it for like the past year or so.
It's only because of Nas.
Who the fuck cares what the reason is?
Thank you.
That's somebody that spearheaded the movement.
I'm a Nas fanatic.
I ask, can R&B do the same thing? Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I think R&B has already been doing it. But I also think a lot of the legacy, Anthony Hamilton, he releases every year. He's a legacy act. He releases every year. He tours. Though. He tours all
but
the time.
But he never disappeared.
That's true.
The hip hop dudes are people that disappeared then came back. Is what I'm speaking of. Anthony Hamilton has been consistent.
So what R&B artist that's a legacy artist that you think that you think should make a resurgence or haven't dropped anything? Like let's name an artist.
Dave Hollister.
Okay. I would like to hear Dave Hollister album.
Donnell come back. Donnell Jones.
Donnell been writing. So he has been writing for folks. I think his voice kind of fucked up too. Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Have you seen him in a while? Some of these niggas can't come back.
Some of them junkies.
Yeah, some of these niggas just can't come back.
That's any genre of music. Some people can't come back.
You know, Dave Hollister, have you seen how he look lately?
Yeah, he's huge.
I mean, he just can't come back.
He still sings, man. There's nothing wrong with his voice. I heard his voice. He's been fat for a long time.
Still sing, but can you see?
He's been fat for a long time.
Nah,
he had heart trouble and all that. He went gospel for a second.
We talked about groups, R&B. Cisco and them, they stay tour. They still working.
Cisco and who?
I don't want to hear the six people they got.
You know what I'm saying? Cisco and who?
But it's still original four that's there.
Yeah. Not all the time. A couple niggas. Depends on what day they show up.
They still out touring.
Mad shows is Cisco and dumb niggas.
They still out touring.
I'm talking about, everybody's going off of the topic. I'm talking about as far as putting out new product.
Them niggas is half jumping too.
But like nobody.
They ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Nobody wants to hear 112 anymore.
They about to go on tour. They about to go on tour.
Nobody wants to hear a new album. They want you to come sing that old stuff.
I mean, I get it, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Unless they produce something good.
Then that could be the problem.
If they produce something good, but they need Diddy, man. And ain't nobody want to fuck with Diddy, but they need Diddy.
Man, as, when Diddy come home, Diddy going to turn up.
Because them R&B records, Diddy, when Love was dropping them R&B records, them shits was fire.
I promise you.
They can say what they want to say. Them R&B records was fire Diddy was dropping.
When we were talking about the eras, the 90s eras, I ain't talking about the Love songs. I'm talking about them Puff Daddy Jam.
Them records.
Them Hitmen produced records.
Okay, he put a good team of producers together.
The best.
Duh, but he knew what to do. He knew what sounded great. He touched the records.
He had a good team of producers, man.
He's a good producer.
He was looking at Irv Gotti and Ashanti, right?
Right.
Irv knew what he was doing, bro.
Yeah, and Ashanti ain't dropped shit that was relevant since they stopped doing shit. Lloyd, he ain't dropped nothing that sounded good since they stopped rocking.
Right.
And these are people that, you know, outside of Ashanti. I don't think Ashanti can sing for shit. But she's a pretty good performer.
Irv had the formula.
But Irv had but Lloyd can
say Ashanti is a good performer?
She was a pretty good performer. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I saw her live. It wasn't bad. It was good.
I disagree, but
it
okay.
was good. It was a good performance.
I think
it was a good performance.
Pre-baby, her body was so raw, people just wanted to see her on stage, bro.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Nah, go ahead.
What? I've seen her perform a few times. I mean, okay.
Have you seen her?
I liked her show Walking on the Beach better than seeing her perform.
The 2020s. I'm not talking about the younger Ashanti.
No, I've seen her perform in Jersey a couple times because it seemed like she was on everybody's show.
ain't management don't?
Huh?
Management don't?
Nah, management don't like her.
See, everything lines up right there.
Okay. Not
necessarily.
I get it.
Tyrese Ashanti.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Ashanti ain't bad performer, man. She can't sing for shit though. To me, she can't.
I don't think she's a good performer. I've seen her a couple times. I've seen it one time. Her and Ja Rule was performing, and one time I seen her. Now she has dope records.
No, she got the records.
The crowd gives her that push to where her performance could be mid, and it seemed like she killed it. It helps when everybody knows every lyric, huh?
Ja Rule drops a new shit. We listen to.
He should have dropped it.
In the trash can.
Trash. And close the lid, my nigga.
He made Queens.
Now that's the problem.
He made Queens look bad.
That. Oh my God, this nigga said Queens.
He made Queens look bad.
You're right, but you had to say that.
No, but Ja was the hottest thing smoking. I always say what Ja Rule did wrong is what Rick Ross did right. He did not let 50 Cent stop him from making slaps.
Right.
When Fifth was going at Ross kept making slaps. When Fifth was going at Ja, clap back, ooh, no clap. But like, I don't want to hear that shit, man. That shit wasn't good.
I didn't think clap back was whack, though.
I don't think it was whack either, but nobody want to hear that shit.
I like that, but.
Ain't nobody want to hear that shit.
Ja, just make the slap.
Well, the crazy thing about when you go commercial as opposed to being independent, once you become, I'll use the word famous, once you become famous for a certain style, you can't deviate from that style but so much.
Right.
You the love song singing ass nigga, right?
Right.
You great.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That shit.
Make them records.
Like, nobody was making records like that. Now you want to put on black gloves and hoodies and fight niggas. Like, we don't want to hear you do that.
Right. We don't believe you.
Nobody said, no, hey, yeah, whatever.
We don't believe
but
you.
But you're good at people. This, but you want to prove you're a tough guy. That killed him.
Yeah.
And that new record, I don't know what that was trying to do. I was surprised.
I don't either.
Like, you're not whack, but you're putting out whack product, though.
Hey, man.
You couldn't have listened to that and said, yo.
I thought he was a great artist, man.
I did, too.
I thought he was a great artist.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I did, too.
And he's a good songwriter.
Yeah.
Yo, Vinny Vici Project was fire.
Right.
That album was fire. Route 336.
Okay, you went back
fire.
Then. Yeah.
Those two albums, those were back-to-back projects. Those were fire.
But
he
even,
could do no wrong.
Even the hood records he had.
Was fire.
Within the love songs.
The Murderers album. Yeah.
They were
fire.
They were digestible hood. Yeah. 50 made him want to get gangsterhood. Yeah. And that gangsterhood make people be like, nah, nigga, we don't want that from you.
He was singing.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
If you don't go back sing over there with the J-Lo and do them damn records,
yeah,
nigga,
sing on them hooks, nigga.
Right.
Because I'm going to be without my baby. That shit was fire.
You can play, you can play stuff from his catalog in clubs now.
Yes. Right. Yes.
People are still the same effect.
Because it's timeless music.
Yeah, I think
you let 50 take you out of your element.
Out your own bag.
Right.
50 one of the few people that could sing on a gangsta record, and we cool with it.
Yeah.
Like, Ja, that's not what you do, man. Like, you let somebody just get you out of your whole style. Like, you can't shoot, and you shooting threes. You're going to lose every game.
Right.
And now nobody wants to hear you. And then when you come back, you do that.
I mean, you know, what we going to do?
Man. All right. That ain't Southside, bro.
Yo. I was gonna play this thing, but we kind of out of sports. But we had a great conversation about that, so I'm gonna digress. I'm gonna switch back real quick. I want to play this. Hold on a second. Yeah, because I think it's kind of relevant in the conversation when we were talking. Let's see here. About. it was these coaches talking. Well, not really coaches. It's a semi-long clip, but let's talk about it, though. Hello, see.
Different with y'all. You know, I got two high D1 players and D1 coaches. Y'all either going to jack this up or it's going to work out.
Now they're ranking.
So this will be when you're recruiting a player. So number one, high school rankings.
Hold up.
About seven.
Let's pause. Let's pause.
I say about six.
Let's pause this. Make sure you can hear.
I'm sure make sure you can hear it.
Oh, I know why he can't hear it.
Oh, Jay couldn't hear it.
Yeah, there we go. We don't use that channel often, my guy.
I got you.
All right, let's see.
6'5", 6'6".
Okay. All right, a player's game stats.
Let's start from the top.
This is off the dome for you guys. I'm doing a little different with y'all. You know, I got two high D1 players and D1 coaches. Y'all either going to jack this up or it's going to work
and
out.
And ranking
so
what?
This will be when you're recruiting a player.
These particular
so number one, high school rankings.
Say about seven. Yeah, I say about 6'5", 6".
Okay. A player's game stats.
It's about an 8.
Okay.
9. Pushing more towards the 9. Yeah, same 9, about 8, 9.
All right, their grades and GPA.
Oh, for me, now it's a 10 where I'm at.
And it's a particular
school. Yeah, no choice but to be smart.
At private university, yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's high on our scale as well. You know, it tells a lot about a kid. So I'm going 9 to 10.
Okay, player's behavior on social media.
A 10, definitely, it's only a 10.
Okay, mental toughness.
Another 10. Another 10. 12. Can you put 12 on there? 12.
All right. Let's talk about size and their athletic ability.
9, 10.
Okay. Highlight film on social media.
7. Give it 7, 6. I do look at it. Yeah, I think it's important. You know, I'm gonna go 6, 6, 7 as well.
Because it just catches your attention, right? And then you got to go watch them play. That's what the Gasol guys are telling me about. Like, it's important now to get just a little clip out for coaches to go, you know, get their attention. Next one, diet, nutrition.
Recruiting wise, it's like an 8, 7, 8 to get here. You try to get it up for sure. Yeah, I think it's about an 8. I think you got to look a certain way, definitely. You know, but I would say about an 8.
All right. Coaches' feedback when asking about a player, either high school or AAU coach.
Oh, 10. 10, bro. 11, 12, you know, that's huge. It's extremely important. You know, that's a 10 as well. We want to know what we're getting. And so I think that's definitely a 10.
Okay, good. Last one, parents' behavior.
Another 10. Recruit parents just as much as a kid.
Yep.
That's definitely a 10.
Yep. And that what made me think about.
Ain't no time for that, bro.
I wish I'd have played that earlier, but we were pretty much in that discussion, but I just thought about it again. I love how they broke that down because I sent it to my son as well. Because my son really, like, he really want to play ball and he'd be really working on his game.
Those are actually some good categories.
And I was like,
though.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, those categories that they broke down, I was like, son, you got to think about these things. And you know, right now, I can say he don't really do nothing on social media. He doesn't really care for social media. He kind of watches TikTok, but he doesn't post anything.
If my son was young, I would have that shit on the refrigerator, bro.
Yo,
like, dead ass.
Sure. Yeah.
If he playing, I'd have that on the refrigerator, and I put a number, and I change it every month.
That's not a bad idea.
Dead ass.
That's not a bad idea.
Because, I mean, we can't downplay the fact that kids actually watch us and listen to us, even though they act like they don't.
Right. No, we do. We really do. They really do.
We are a visual people.
You're right.
So I had that thing on the board. If I see him bugging out on social media, I'm gonna move that 7 to a 5. You
tripping. Right, right.
We need to fix that.
I just love that they how they broke that down and how they look at social media. They also, as they should, look at parents, because you got a lot of parents that just do too goddamn much. You know what I mean? They loud. Doing the most. It's not about recruiting. They coming to the hood and stuff like. Because a lot of coaches, they know they got to go to the hood. They're gonna go sit in your house. But there's also how your mama and your daddy carry themselves. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times it's how your mother is carrying herself. Right. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it. Right. And a lot of these homes
depending on your level of talent, that could be the difference of a scholarship.
Yep.
And not getting the scholarship.
Yep.
If you're like the last scholarship.
Yeah.
And you're just a disruptive parent.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to get Joseph over there with the Deacon Fall.
And I'm talking about not coming to your house because you know we can portray a certain things. When I go to these games and your mama up there yelling at the coach, why you not playing? Or your dad, why you not playing my mother, son? And walking back and forth. You only paying attention to your parent. You looking at your parent like, hey, take that up. Fuck what they talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you yelling see that so much.
So much, man.
Yeah. Bro, that happened in Little Rec League, bro. I had to stop and tell parents, hey, don't talk to your child.
Yo.
Like, don't undermine your child in the middle of playing.
I witnessed that as a child playing in the 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A parent cursed out the ref so bad, had to be escorted out of the gym. And I played in private school in New York. So that means my 8th grade year, we couldn't have no fans.
See?
None. This is my 8th grade year. Yo. And I tell anybody, 8th grade year, I averaged 48 a game. Nobody ever seen me play.
48?
Nobody ever seen me play. I developed early and fell off young because I started fucking with the shit. And you know what I mean? I'm telling the truth about it. I did. My peak was like probably 15. You know what I'm saying? 8th grade, I was averaging 48 a game, 60% from the field. I was dominating Oakland, New York City. But we couldn't have nobody come to the games because of one parent.
See?
You know what I'm saying? One parent that was on the court cursing out the ref, and we kids.
You see?
And he was white. And his son was trash. And I'm thinking, like, my whole 8th grade year, nobody. We could have no fans. None.
That sucks.
Yeah. School teachers couldn't even come. All it was the team and the coaches and whatever fake manners you had. You know what I mean? When you were a child, that's traumatic, bro. Like, nobody.
Yeah, I couldn't play. I couldn't play without no fans in the stands.
Yo, you know how boring that shit is? Home games was trash.
Yeah.
I'm talking about pickup got people watching.
Bro, it's bad when you hear the ball bounce.
Nah.
Right.
I couldn't have played.
What?
I don't know if I'd have been off the team. Man. I'd have been off the team. It would have been hard for me.
I need someone to say something.
I'm about to get busy out here.
Man, we couldn't wait for away games.
Yeah.
I got kicked out of 2 games away because I used to cut up.
See?
Because you be so excited to have fans. And when you play in private school, you get tech without doing anything.
Thank God for growth.
Yeah, I was an asshole. I was.
You think it still is,
man? I mean, somewhat. But I'm a
functioning asshole.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. F-A.
You know how we do.
F-A.
We got to help each other.
F-A. But parents is big. That's why I always applaud, especially women. I applaud women that are real supportive of their kids that play sports.
Yes.
But are productively supportive.
Right.
More so than being disruptively supportive.
Right. Yep.
I think that's powerful. Man, that's always been an attractive thing to me in a woman. That's a mother. That's really riding for her kids productively and not what we usually see. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's just crazy.
And as a kid, you hear your parent. You hear them. You will miss everybody else. You will hear your mama and your father.
Yeah, you will.
When I used to play, bro, I remember my mom would yell something, and I feel like I don't hear nothing but her. I'd be like, you know she there. All right, baby, good job. And I'm looking like, all right, mom, hear me. Mom, see me out there doing. Mama, see me out there working. Get off my baby. And I'm like, yeah. Mama out there.
So, Trey, I think that what you're saying is the world needs more classy women.
It does.
Oh, man.
What I'm saying, it does.
I mean, I think that's what you're saying. Yeah. Like, you like a woman who supports their kids with class.
Most definitely.
And I think that's what the world is missing.
Yeah, class, but you still can get dirty if you have to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to put that part on Front Street.
Right. You're going to have that tough conversation when we get in the car because I think you play like trash. But I ain't going to do it in front of everybody.
Yes. My father used to tear me to pieces. The few baseball games my father did see.
Yeah.
If I made any one little mistake,
yeah,
I got it in the car. And I'd be wanting to say, nigga, you ain't came to none of my games. What the fuck?
Right.
But, you know, I would have got a whooping. You know, yeah. You know what I mean?
Daddy was out there grinding, though, man.
Yep.
Give him a pass.
When you a child.
You don't see it that way.
Nah, you never do.
Not at
you
all.
Never do. I know. You never do.
You know what I'm saying? But that's why I tell people, well, my father, I look at the last days as powerful moments because we actually had these conversations. And even when dementia hit, he still would recall certain things. Love was never taken away. It's just, you know, when you're trying to build for your family, you're figuring out how to do it
right
in the process as well.
Uh-huh.
Just
on,
like
on the go.
Just like we're trying to figure out things on the fly. Right. My son is 31, so I went past certain things and missed it. But even with him being 31, it's still father things I still got to learn on the fly because he's still figuring out stuff.
Right.
And, you know, you got to have grace with it. Even within friendships, man, you got to have grace for each other because we're trying to figure out stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like this... It's my brother right here. I can tell when he on some stinky mood and shit. I just don't respond no more when he's on stinky shit because it ain't really mad at me.
Vice versa.
You know, like, this nigga be stinky sometimes. I be wanting to call him sometimes, like, bro, chill. Both of y'all.
I'm doing better.
I'll be like, this. I be on my shit. This dude be in the comments saying shit. I'll be like, Jay need to relax, yo.
I'm doing better.
I said, I need to call this guy. But Jay, what's wrong with you, man?
I'm a troll, man. When it comes to the internet, I'm trolling.
No.
Everything, I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't give a fuck if I agree with you. I'll let you know that, Cook, when we went back and forth, I did that shit on purpose, my nigga. I ain't going to even lie to you. I went back and forth with you. And then it got serious, and I was like, I said, and I had texted him, I said, I'm going to stop answering your man because it feel like it's getting serious. And I was like, because I don't want it to get serious.
Nah, I'm tired of both of y'all.
F-A's.
Yeah, I'm tired of both of y'all. Yeah, but see, y'all different with the functional asshole thing because he's a troll.
Yeah, I know I am.
And you just be sensitive on shit. You got like a light switch that's just hanging that don't need but a breath to go off.
Right.
This nigga just like starting trouble.
I do.
That's why
I feel like that's what the internet is for.
No, certain times he'll make comments to me and I don't respond to this.
Yeah, I be doing it on purpose. He know I agree with him. But
the problem, man. The problem with social media is it's not really a problem. Like, I love the engagements.
Yeah.
Some people will jump in your shit.
Yes.
Like, you and I could be joking. Yeah. Then somebody else will say some shit. Then you and I be like, who the fuck is this nigga?
Me, right. Yeah. Right.
Why are you here? Yeah.
But the old me would ask you, who are you?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm working on this.
No, that's what I learned to be like, okay, this nigga, he just don't understand.
I used to do that under his post. We had a couple white people that used to jump on our posts and say, like, some wild stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Like, who are you?
But it'll
who
be a good
say
post.
Something to us.
Really about some good influential shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they'll be like, why does it have to be the Black Male Podcast? And I'm like, who are you?
Right.
Like, you don't listen to us anyway.
We two black men. What do you fucking think?
I'm going to put it this way. Social media is not good for me.
Okay.
Because I like to have intellectual conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people start repeating points they heard on TV or they sound like somebody else.
Yeah.
It kills,
It does kill it.
It kills
Well,
it
the few times that we've had intellectual engagements, I do like it. But that's maybe 10%.
I don't think that, like you just said, it's 10%. When you put up certain gauging posts for gauging intellectual comments, you gotta know you're gonna get a level of stupidity from some folks.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I did the Target shit, that was purposeful. I wanted to see engagement. A lot of time, bro, I'm gonna be honest, I be selling products. It be shit I be selling, I'll throw it in a post and people like, oh, I'm gonna go buy. I be making money off some of these things. Some things I do for engagement. Let's see what you niggas is thinking. Yeah. Let's see where your mind is really at. And if you notice, you was the only one out of everyone, I said, let's go back with Cook today.
Yeah.
Because you're the only one that had an intellectual thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was saying front-facing things.
Yeah.
So when you even put under there, you was like, bro, you are way more intelligent than this. And I laughed. I was like, oh, he don't get it. I get what you're saying. And I agree in some instances.
Yeah.
But it's like, also, we got to look at the totality of everything, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to whatever anybody does that comes to protest-based things. We got to look at it in totality. I've been in part of protest. I'm a part.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit
To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's certain organizations that do certain things, and we have to look at in totality. Now, when we go back and look at things, now I posted this. I did bait you, but you didn't fall for it, and I respect it because I was like, I guess the Target thing work after all.
I saw it.
I know you did.
I saw it.
I know it. Yeah, I know it. I know it. And I knew it. And but it was still for engagement. It was like, let's see.
I still don't feel like it worked, but
I get it.
They lost some money.
$12.5 million.
They lost some money.
Now, the only thing niggas missed was this. They thought they fired the CEO. No, he just got another position. That's all. Is he stepped down, but he's now head of the board. So he's still in the CEO position, but he is head of the board over Target. That's so over multiple different things.
My biggest thing is, if you're not buying it at Target, you're buying it at Walmart.
Right.
We don't have the infrastructure in our black communities to move that dollar, that $12.5 million, into a billion, whatever it was, into our communities.
You know why we don't? Because we all do the same businesses. We don't have no grocery stores. We don't.
Right.
We sell products, but we don't have a wholesale store where that product is sitting.
Correct.
We don't do grocery stores. We don't have wholesale products. You know what we all do? We all we all do entertainment. Mm-hmm. We all do hair. Mm-hmm. We all do barbering.
Yeah.
We all do car detailing. Mm-hmm. We all are DJs. We do the same fucking shit over and over and over in our community, and then we expect something different. Like,
let me ask you this. If the basketball player or the entertainer, if they come back and they say do grocery stores, do people appreciate that as giving back to the community?
I don't know if people appreciate it, because we believe in just give money and then walk away. But if someone opened a grocery store that held black products, that had proper food that came from like a farmer's market or a black farmers association,
that's what I'm talking about.
That shit will work. It would work.
No, I believe it'll work. I just wanted to hear y'all response on that to tie the topics together.
I don't know.
I think that the
I don't know if it'll happen.
I think that the pessimistic black person would say, that person is still making money off us.
Yep.
He should have gave us that stuff because he makes such and such
of money.
And that's the crazy thing.
Everybody wants to be given something.
He's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. But you can pay him for the steroid chicken.
Right.
I'm giving you farm-raised chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can pay him for the produce that's sprayed with all kind of poisons.
But I'm
bringing stuff from the fresh black farmers.
That need the help. That's going out of business.
Yeah.
That's not getting funded for their tractors and losing funding for this, that, and the third to keep the farm up going because of Bill Gates buying up everything. But that's a whole nother deep topic and discussion that niggas go over.
No, I'm glad you got into that, because when you were talking about giving back to the community, in my mind, and I'm not counting nobody else's pockets, that's how I would want to do it.
Right.
You know, being that I try to eat healthy, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to show people how they can eat healthy. I got my own garden out back.
That's
you know, show people how they can eat healthy and still not have food that doesn't have taste to it.
Right. Bro, I'll say this. We grew our own cucumbers this year, peppers, tomatoes. It's different than anything we've purchased from the store.
It's going to be.
Like you'll look at a cucumber and you don't realize the skin starts to not wilt but fold a little bit. But why does it do that in a grocery store? Because they pay all this shit, spray all this shit on your shit to be a little different.
Yeah.
No, it was. I'm talking about though. We had a harvest. It was so much fresher. It was so much better. And we eat a lot of fruits and veggies in my house.
Yeah.
So we go through that shit. Right. Like I cut up some peppers and threw it in some eggs and stuff like that. I want chickens now. I want chickens. I'm talking to somebody now to start doing my own chickens.
It makes you want more and more.
Yep.
My cousin completely changed his whole backyard.
It's beautiful.
To like a straight up farmland, you know what I mean?
Literally, that's good stuff.
He's doing his thing, and I think
I respect it
because he has his mom doing it now and his auntie. You know, like you can pass it on, man. But
that's a good way to give back to the community too. A person that knows that, you can teach people how to grow their own vegetables.
But once again, people don't want to be taught anything. People got mad at Jay for wanting to teach.
Somebody has to break the chains, though.
How to do cryptocurrency and how to do investments, and they said, "No, you shouldn't be teaching nobody how to do this stuff. Black people don't have enough money to invest." but we can go buy J's.
Yeah.
Stop.
we could buy $200-something J's. These kids in these communities, everybody want Balenciagas and all this other goofy shit. We can go spend $500 on some sneakers, clothes. We can live in the hood and have the flyest of clothes and look like a certain thing, but we can't put $100 to a Roth IRA once a month.
That's the worst feeling. That's the worst feeling in the world. That's the worst feeling in the world to meet a woman that has a luxury vehicle.
It ain't got shit.
All this expensive shit on. You go to a house, she's in a single wide trailer with the screen door hanging off.
With an air mattress.
And the place smells like tube socks.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro.
Like, what are we doing?
Bro.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I fall victim to it.
We all do.
I buy sneakers every month.
Yeah.
I'm just that type of person.
Okay, you have a home with a wife and family.
I know that, man, but I probably and could your invest dog, that money somewhere else. You know?
No, if we go upstairs and buy all, tons of sneakers.
Yeah.
We all have weaknesses.
Yeah.
I'm speaking of people where the whole lifestyle is a definition of weakness.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is a whole nother level.
And do you? But you live. Have some
you
level
live
of
for
investment.
The weekend.
Yeah.
You see, but look what you have some level of investments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It might not be at the level that you want it to be. We talking about people that won't invest, who say I can't do it because I am this.
But their investment
Their investment is into looking good and looking good.
Their investment is how they present themselves on the weekend.
Yeah.
Right.
They can't wait for Sunday. Go to London Bridge to put on a new outfit, new hair.
Right.
But nobody even notices you.
Right.
So now you got to go harder the next weekend to try to get a little bit more attention.
You know, like us, we go outside. We are walking commercial for our brands.
At all times.
That's what I'm doing if I go outside. But these other people, man.
Hey, look, I normally wear number God with Janisha as of late, too.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. Like, all the time.
Like, do you feel deprived?
Nah.
I still got a closet for the polo. I might as well sell because I'm not wearing this shit no more.
Right. Nope.
I wear my own shit when I go to my mother's house.
Like, I can't wait for it to get cool.
I got some hoodies.
Sweats,
I got all, man.
Like, yes.
I got some whole sweats. So that's going to be crazy. Like, I'm with you. I'm with you. But I think, once again, that's forward thinking. You said, you want to hold your brand up. You're forward thinking. You're investing in something.
Yeah.
With it, it's either yourself, properly investing in yourself, where you know, like you said, you're a walking billboard. Properly investing. Yes, you could buy sneakers, but yes, I'm not. If I buy sneakers every month, but I'm also investing over here, I got something else going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got a wife and kids. You know what I mean? You gotta do something further along for yourself, because we never know when we gonna fall off this planet.
Right.
Do we want to leave them in shambles when we fall off this planet? You know what I mean?
You're gonna leave.
We up out of here.
Yeah.
It's just how soon you invested in your body. You staying healthy. You just talk about how your back hurting. Yeah. Why your back hurting? Because you was in the gym doing a little too much that day. Nah, you know what I mean?
Try to keep up with me, say. That be hurting
you. You ain't the barometer, nigga. No.
Yeah, I'm the barometer, say.
No, you not.
Yeah, I am.
Trying to do those.
I am. I got you up about a few years, so
what's,
I am the barometer.
What's the things you be doing?
With the rollouts?
Yeah, the rollout.
He hates that shit.
I ain't doing that stupid shit.
Nah, for your core. I'm telling you, you need that shit, man.
I get it. I get what you're saying. But you take your shirt off and
that's all he be doing.
Only did it one time.
The
shit was empty.
He a thot, bro.
I was thot?
You was thot.
And then he posted 18.
Hold on. I'm not talking to you. I was thot?
Yeah.
I tell you all the time.
I don't work out in the shirt if nobody's in there either.
I tell him all the time, bro. I said, bro, stop thirst trapping online.
He takes way more pictures than anybody. And Jay got a particular pose where he looks in the mirror.
Yeah, you need to see all.
He's the mirror guy. He's the mirror guy.
Hey, couple more pounds. I'm doing that same bullshit.
You've been saying that for 2 years.
A couple more pounds.
This is what y'all do.
He says a couple more pounds. What does that mean?
Couple more pounds. When I get to 250, then I'm on that bullshit. I'm at 269. I'm at 269.
If God let me get he know not to let me get to 250.
Bro, the weight isn't the thing. It's the proportion of your body fat.
I know that.
A lot of people don't know that shit because all they do is talk about weight. I mean, I know mad niggas that lose weight.
I know how I'm gonna
look.
And
their titties is bigger. They still got big titties.
Yeah, I ain't got that problem. We're
talking about man titties, man.
Yo, I ain't got that problem.
The second time this thing came up.
No, because he was trying to clown me when I was doing my sauna talks, right?
Yeah.
That's when I said it.
Yeah.
I was like, you mad because you got titties.
You need to go back to that.
Could they double T? I ain't got no sauna. Ain't got no sauna.
Good.
Just wait till it get hot in the gym again.
Good.
Wait till it's 100
what
degrees.
What I'm going to do? Hot gym talk?
Yeah, hot gym talk.
I'm going to do that.
Buy you a sauna for the crib. I keep saying, why you ain't buy one
yet? Zip up.
Now they got the block wood one too. That's like you set up. It's real nice. It's bad because I got the sip up steam room right there. But they got the wood sauna joint. That's real nice. I've been thinking about just getting one of those too.
If you ever been to our gym, we do not need a sauna.
It's hot.
You will walk in there and you'll start sweating by
water. I love it. I like that.
What gym y'all at? Archetype. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about Archetype.
It's not really a gym. Really, it's a training facility. That's what I tell people. Yeah. You know what I mean? It ain't no locker room.
That's cool. We don't need all that.
You gonna work out and go home. It ain't nothing that's gonna make you hang around.
Nah, you're not gonna hang around. You got good machines. You got good equipment.
You got the steel plates.
Yeah, the steel plates. You got loud music, and you just get to it.
Yeah.
That'd be him. That music drives him crazy.
Heavy metal be just like, come on, bro.
I just throw my headphones on, man.
Son, it was so loud, I couldn't even hear my earbuds, man.
You know.
Quit wearing earbuds.
Huh?
I wear over the ears.
Okay.
Just for that reason.
Yep.
Just for that reason, dog.
That's why I wear it to the gym, too. I've been rocking my own Raycons. I ain't gonna lie, them shits is comfortable, and you don't hear shit.
Well, you got the Apple cuffs.
No, I got the...
My son keep telling me I need to get those.
I think I wear Bose.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I wear Bose.
Bose is still a legend. That's still a thing.
You talking about them Apple...
yeah,
the joints.
You can't hear nothing. Then I look at the price. I'm like, I don't want to invest that shit in something I wear to the gym and sweat in.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
I have shorted out a bunch of...
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've shorted out so many pair of earbuds, man.
My earbuds, I got on TikTok, and they work better than any ones I ever had before, which is crazy.
I had some Walmarts.
Oh damn! They were good. Really?
No. Sometimes you finally get some good skull candies from Walmart. Yeah. You'd be shocked, bro.
I've had skull candies.
They were always my backup. They're like in the armrest because I'm good for leaving my headphones.
I got a pair of headphones. I leave in the armrest in my car too. But then I just take my Raycons.
I had the over ear the Dre joints, but I ended up cracking them.
Yeah, I gave mine to my son and he lost them. Shit.
I do have a question for y'all, man. What can we do to get more men our age active?
I think I'll say this. I've always played sports. I fell out of being active just when I broke my leg. I watched him be active and held me accountable being a fat nigga.
Good answer.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do.
Hold each other
we got to hold each other accountable. But also showcase it. Because I think when he showcases it, I see people under his stuff. When I showcase it, I got a homeboy in Virginia. He started back working out because he saw me working out. He saw me losing weight. Mm-hmm. So he saw me at 325. Yeah. Now he see me like constantly going in there, see me losing weight, see I'm looking better in my clothes. Now he's working out. And he tells me all the time, you the reason why I got my ass back in the gym to get myself together.
This is why I take pictures, brother.
I think that also helps us.
Yeah, yeah.
Take those photos, take those pictures, even if it's quick. You know, I'm at Planet Fitness. I'm at a bullshit gym.
Yeah.
And it's because it's 24 hours. I can get in when I need to get in. And I ain't really trying to spend a whole lot of money. I ain't trying to drive a lot of far neither. Where Architect at?
Nah, but see, you
in Knightdale, right?
I'm in Knightdale. Yeah,
you know, we right around the corner from me. So, where you drive to?
I drive to the...
But they got the two Raleigh locations, don't they?
Raleigh Boulevard.
Yeah. Oh, that ain't that bad. It's up the street.
Yeah, Raleigh Boulevard.
So I didn't know that.
Well, two, we have to be more congratulatory of each other when we do things.
Right.
And a lot of people need that support when they first get started. Like, when I first started, I was doing spin classes. I wasn't talking about a lot of it. Like, in my heaviest, I was like 370. But I wasn't really talking about it. But when I was doing it in the beginning, it wasn't nothing but negativity.
Right.
Oh, you ain't gonna last doing that. Oh, I ain't waking up.
Except for when you told me, when you was like, yo, I'm doing hot spin class. I signed up and did a couple classes.
Yeah, hot spin class. Okay.
That shit had me about dead. So.
I just went there with a hoodie on.
You're a man.
Yo,
he was doing it regularly.
I was determined.
He was doing it regularly, too.
I was determined not to be that fat nigga.
Yeah, he was doing it regularly. I took two classes and I was like.
Because that day I woke up and I was just honest with myself. Maybe my face was puffy. Then my breathing was off. You know what I'm saying?
That's the worst.
You finish smashing. You can't even go get a drink of water because you got to get your breath right.
I gauge my size by if I can see my ears or not.
I get it.
Because I got cheeks. You know what I mean? I get it. That's how I can tell, bro.
This man helped me move.
That sound crazy.
From one apartment, right, to another before we bought our house.
Oh, yeah, this happened.
And my back was hurting. I was dying. I was having a hard time. We was moving just up one little flight of stairs. He kept working. He said, yo, you got it big. He tapped me. Get that fat nigga shit together.
You know what I knew he was done?
He sat down
in the back of the moving joint.
Yeah,
I started having a conversation.
I couldn't move. Bro.
I was like, okay, this nigga done.
I couldn't move. It was hard, bro.
He just started a like thorough conversation that I had to really engage in.
Yeah.
And we had more shit to move. I'm like, bro, he's fried.
I kept moving, but it was hard.
We had to move my daughter to a fourth floor apartment with the elevator broke.
Fourth floor is deep.
You get what I'm saying? Me and my wife looked at each other and said, thank God we worked out.
Right.
Because if we did not
be dead, bro.
Imagine how bad we would have felt having to pay somebody to take that stuff up the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or not being able to at all.
Bro, when we finished building our house, Because I ain't asked no one to help me move shit. I was already got my shit back together. Yeah. Me and my wife, we knocked all this moving, everything, couches, everything, washing, dry. I'm moving up the stairs, put the little hooks on.
Yeah.
I was like, a couple months ago,
I could have done that shit, bro.
I'd have pulled up, man.
I know you would have.
See, niggas think this shit ain't real, man.
This shit real.
I'm real with this shit, man.
We know.
But I think that's the thing.
I see what you lifting to do. Yeah.
I think that's the thing.
He lifts too.
Matter of fact, he got me lifting more. I see. But once again, friendship accountability. Yeah. He got me lifting more. He's like, yo, B, I see you doing good, but yo, them bitch ass weights you lifting, you can't keep doing that.
Nah, I'm just saying.
I was like, you right.
That's black man love.
I see people in the gym doing a whole lot of nothing.
Right.
They just get in there and do 4 sets of 10 because they read it in the magazine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're easily doing 10, you need to go up on the weights.
Yep.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, don't look at what this person's lifting. I see mad people come behind me and try to lift my shit and hurt
yourself. Yeah, I ain't fuck with
you. I would never lift behind you.
Nah. I'm not. But I be talking shit.
You probably wouldn't do none of the movement stuff.
Even with dumbbells, I stop at 50.
I mean,
bro.
Resistance bands and stuff like that, it. I would. But that's just not what I do.
Yeah.
It's not because I won't do it.
Yeah.
I just never incorporated. But during the pandemic, that's all I used was resistance bands. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So yep. I'm down for any old kind of training. But a lot of stuff you do is good for hip flexors and mobility. I see certain things you do.
Yeah.
It ain't because I won't. Yeah. I just don't because I've never really been exposed to it. Like the ab rollout shit I do, a young nigga showed me, and I was just mad because he was doing it too easy. So then when I tried it, I did 10, but when I did 10, I got up too fast.
About die.
I played it off, what?
About die.
I played it off, what?
Got dizzy.
I played it off like I was good when the locker room, like,
got
yo.
Hell.
I said, I ain't going to be satisfied till I get these. Yeah. I said, I'm going to kill niggas with this right here.
Right.
And then I am getting it, and it works your whole core. The curl thing is just something to add it to end, and it works your core. But there's a young dude that showed me that shit as a trainer. Because I looked at him, I said, man, how often you do these? He said, whoa. He said, you should try it. I was like, nah, I can't do those. Man, go ahead and try. He kept pushing me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm competitive. I'm like, nigga, shit, I got this shit, man.
Right.
I got a lot of that stuff from Camp Gladiator, that group boot camp I used to do.
Yeah. Now, those, I've never experienced one of those.
It's different.
Yeah, I haven't done that. I can imagine. Boot camp
it's
neither.
Different, bro.
I
got a homegirl right now. Her son plays an in-law. I used to cuss at her every morning. Come on, Jamal, you got it. If you don't shut up, I'm about to die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I was 340 pounds, bro.
Yeah. I would like to get heavier into cardio type stuff outside of the treadmill, just like some outdoor activity. Because I used to do the walking trail, and I used to run steps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like for some reason, I like running steps.
Yeah.
I can do that more so than jogging.
Right.
Yeah. That's just boring as hell, man.
Jogging
is
boring.
You give me a hill where I can do sprints.
Yeah. Right.
I'll do that. You know what I mean?
But I would love to. My knee won't. It just won't let me. I've been trying to run. I've jogged for the first time in years. Me and the little one, Davon, we ran around the track a few times. I was shocked I could do it. My knee, bro, that steel plate, for some, it just feel funny.
And I mean, you could
and
probably
in my knee.
I mean,
joint,
you could probably build that up over a period of time.
But if you chose to know I was able to do it, we did four laps. We did 4 laps around. And he was proud of me. He was proud. Yeah. He said, Dad.
But you took some of the weight off, too.
Yeah.
That's the strain.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And that's a conversation we should have with people.
I agree.
When you carry the extra weight, it's strain.
Yeah. Your back don't hurt no more.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you training, you're strengthening your legs, so you got more support because your legs are stronger.
Right.
Most people don't do their legs. I got a brother that don't do legs at all, which is just weird to me. So you expect your legs that have no strength to support
and
your upper
body.
Build
them up the body, right.
Yeah, it's not sensible.
Yeah.
That's where most of the pain comes from because your ankles and your knees can't hold up. That's and once your lower back start hurting.
It's a wrap. It's hard.
I don't wish that on my worst enemy, bro.
Nah, it's the worst thing. It shuts your whole body down.
That's why I don't deadlift either. I deadlift dumbbells and they'd be like 60s.
I do the hex bar deadlift.
Yeah, hex bar, yeah, I do
lift. But I don't go more than 315 on that.
See, I ain't even doing that. That's what I'm talking about, ego lifting.
No, that's not ego. Ego lifting would be if I do 500.
You probably tried it before.
I've done it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I can lift heavy stuff. I just don't do it.
I'm cool. I ain't going there.
Black Incredible Hulk.
Nah.
I don't think I lift nothing heavy.
Okay, cool.
Of course. You don't think it's heavy.
That's what you do.
If I could do it 10 times, then it's not heavy.
To you.
But I'm
the one.
At the
end of the day, that's what we say. It's to you.
No, when people say you're lifting heavy, that's when you're pushing yourself to get like 2 reps, 3 reps.
Right.
Like if I do the 120s on an incline bench press, that's my workout. That's on a regular day I'm feeling okay.
Right.
Now, if you want to be a dummy and come behind me and try that shit, I mean, okay, I'm not going to stop you.
bro.
But it makes no sense if that's not what you do. You really can't hurt yourself.
I see you doing 2-3 plates on each side on the press machine.
Oh, you was there, so I had to let you know something. I let you know a little something. So when I ain't around, you can talk. No, no, what I learned, though? He taught me this. Your best friends speak about you the way they should when you're not there.
Right.
Okay.
To your face, I'm shitting on you.
Try to let you know something. So when I ain't around, you can let niggas know.
To your face, I'm shitting on you. Behind your back, hey, man.
No, but I got to give you my dog be working. But I got to give you the information.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Damn right.
It's like if I drop a new record, I let you hear, give you the information. You ain't got to tell me shit. You just need to know. I'm good. Everybody I love need to know what's going on. Y'all need to know I'm cooking.
I love the fact you still record music.
I'm not gonna stop.
It's dope to me.
Yeah, and I got
and it's coming out well. It's coming out well.
Yeah,
it's coming out real. I think it's coming better and better. From the time that we've been rocking, the music has steadily grown. Production has been better. The content has been better. It's never been whack, but you can hear the growth. And I think it's commendable, and people should, you know, when you pay attention. But that comes with his marketing and promotion and how he's pushing it. People are paying attention. So that's always good.
I think it's dope, man.
No, I said that in an interview, and I wasn't trying to be funny. I told a dude, I said, honestly, in my older age, I think it's the best music I've ever done. And I said, I know everybody says that.
Right.
But no, I honestly think it is the best music I've ever done.
Because it's honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking about real shit.
Yeah, it's
instead
honest,
of just
bro.
Rapping.
Just rapping.
You know what I'm saying? And just rapping. I don't think that's my best forte, just rapping.
Okay. I mean, I think everybody, you know,
no, some people, learn themselves. You don't want them talking about real shit. Just ribbity-ribbity. Some people can ribbity-ribbity.
Yeah, go flip it.
Like, I love Redman. Redman's a ribbity-ribbity.
Yeah, yeah.
But he does it in a fun way that...
I love
Redman. I love him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a ribbity-ribbity. I'm just not good at that.
All right, man. Anything, anybody want to add anything as we wrap things up?
You got anything you want to add?
You want to talk about anything, promote anything?
Just speak about your brand.
I don't want to promote.
Okay.
I don't want to promote.
I just
want to thank you all for making this a safe space. So when I watch clips, I'm like, these guys are actually talking about something. So I definitely appreciate being here, man.
I mean, you're always welcome. Okay. I told him that, like I even said, just getting things together in the facilities and stuff like that. It's growing a lot more. I'm not talking about a whole bunch of the stuff, but once I move out here, I'm moving into a warehouse space, and it's going to be even more. You know me stuff. So right now, I mean, anytime, you know.
We're 25 minutes away from each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I be a night deal all the time. So I think for us as Black Male Pod, I want us to continue grow, but grow with other Black males to come in, expand the dialogue, add a certain perspective to what we already cover. Because we got to a point where we started agreeing. We ain't used to agree on shit. Now we starting to agree, and that ain't really that fun when we agree. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's because he's starting to grow. That's what it
Bro, go ahead and do it. Go ahead in the pod, buddy. Go.
So we started the Black Male Podcast. Our goal was to make the uncomfortable conversations comfortable. Yeah. All right. And within that, that's where the truth lives. That's where growth lives. That's when enlightenment comes. And that's what we're all about. And we're blessed to have a good brother here with us. I'm not going to call him a guest because he will be back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tree Dot is who I am, and Love Mad is the brand.
Yes, he done messed up the whole ending. It's your boy Tall Sean TS is who I am. He already said
it. I'll say it again. Trick Dot is who I am. Love Matters the brand. Yes.
And then we have
Jay Cook, influential Jay Cook.
There we go, man. We'll catch y'all next week, man. All right. Peace.
Yo.
Peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.